Now, you may be holidaying in Havana or heading for the beach in Bundoran or have a balcony apartment in Benidorm, but a lot of people are heading off and they're packing for their summer holidays. And our gaff and garment goddess, Laura DeBarra, is on hand to give us her top tips when it comes to packing cubes, vacuum bags and checking the house before you head off. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Packing. It's something you would think is straightforward, but there are loads of permutations and variations, and you're going to fill us in on them all.
Hopefully.
What are the big mistakes when it comes to packing for holidays?
I think people tend to overpack.
Yes.
So I never think that you can overplan when it comes to packing.
Right. So you have to plan it.
Yes. I think that the main thing you should do is pull out everything you want to bring and then edit down from there.
Ah, yes. Be ruthless.
Yeah. I think sometimes when you try on every single outfit, you start to realize that not everything goes or that you're excited to wear it.
Yeah. See, we all think that we're going to wear that thing that we never wear at home when on holidays. And then we get on holidays and we realize why we didn't wear it at home. And we wonder why we packed it. That's
exactly. Some people start with the 5-4-3-2-1 rule.
Go on.
Or the 3-3-3-3-2 rule. So everyone dresses differently. So I don't want to say that everyone would be bringing these things. But people start with 5 tops, 4 bottoms, 3 dresses, 2 shoes. You can do it like that and then mix and match everything.
Right. 5-4-3-2, right? And what's the other one?
I do 3-3. I usually do 3 tops, 3 bottoms, 2 jackets, like a cardigan and a blazer, and then 2 pairs of shoes. And I just find that really easy if I'm going on a weekend away.
So 3 tops, 3 bottoms.
Yep.
2 shoes. And what's the other two?
Just a jacket or a light jacket or a cardigan. And then you can just mix and match everything. But if you know that they're the things, I would mainly be saying to people, just make sure you're packing things that are natural fibers. If you're packing a lot of synthetics, you're going to sweat. It's going to smell. And then I would also bring like a small little hand wash detergent with you as well that you can wash every couple of days, leave to hang dry in the bathroom. If you're in hot weather, it's perfect. Right. You don't have to overpack. I think a lot of times people associate packing for holidays with loads of packing cubes and smashing everything into the case. We don't need to do that.
Right. So you're not a fan of the packing cubes? No.
Well, I just feel like vacuum bags, I feel, are worse, because if you're packing a lot of linen and cotton and beautiful natural fibers in your bag and you're sucking the air out of them with a vacuum cleaner, you're taking away the breathability and absorption of the fabric. So avoid vacuum bags. But sometimes packing cubes are just enticing us to buy more and wear more, whereas we should just be wearing things often and loving what we're wearing.
Yes. And would you roll or fold?
I usually pack my suitcase standing up, rather than laying down flat. So it's like stacked inside.
So you're standing up when you do it. No, oh, sorry, the suitcase. Yeah.
The suitcase is standing up.
Right. And what difference does that make?
That's the hack. No, the suitcase is standing up.
What difference does that make, Laura?
So when the suitcase is standing up, you can just fold it into little like parcels. And when you unzip it, you have it open like a wardrobe and you can just pick out what you need. When it's down flat, you fit less in. When you're stacking from the bottom up when it's down flat, if you stack from the bottom up when it's open and standing up, you fit more in.
Right. I'll have to look into that.
Well, I used to work in a clothing supplier and used to have to bring... It's like dozens of clothing.
You know, yes.
Yeah, I used to have to pack like full ranges and fly around Europe with them. And that was my strategy. I've got a reel on my Instagram with it, but it fits way more in.
Okay. And then other bits and pieces, because we don't have the same plugs, for example, as our friends on the continent do. So would you be one who'd bring an extension lead?
No, I personally wouldn't. But it depends. I think what you've got to think about is I break the day usually up into threes, like my morning when I'm out and about and then when I get back in the evening, and just think of everything you need. And I lay it out in those 3 bundles because it's different depending where you're going.
Right.
But the best thing I've heard, a friend of mine has done this. She's got 2 kids. There's this hack on TikTok at the moment. You know, those hangers that go on the back of bedroom doors
for
that
shoes.
Store your shoes.
Yes, yeah.
People are like, but she's done it with her girls, and you make your full outfit, you roll it up in a bundle and slide it into each shoe compartment.
For the children.
And that's all of your outfits sorted. She just grabs one, dresses them, and it's done. And she doesn't have to think about it or unpack. She just hangs it off the back of the door.
When she gets there?
obsessed. She's done it like three times now, and it gets better every time. She's like a pro now.
Right. So there you go. That's, I think that's your top tip today. I know it's not yours, it's your friend's, but you are delivering it to us. So we thank you for it. So that's a great top tip. Now, what about our homes when we're leaving them? What state should we leave them in? Should we change the bed linen, or should we take it off and let the mattress air, or what should we do?
So I would say the first thing with your home is to make sure that you're not putting it all over social media that you're away unless someone's there.
Yes.
I've noticed more and more in work when we're signing for with new insurance for home insurance and properties, there's that warning is now getting more and more stark, and it's on almost all insurance websites.
So they
state, as well.
They state that don't advertise when you're on holidays on social media.
You can basically mess up if something happens
your insurance,
and you've basically said you're away, it can become your fault.
Right.
So you have to be careful with that. I would say the number one thing that loves being aired when you're away is your kitchen bin. So that being empty and out in the open while you're away is amazing.
Yeah.
Because that plastic holds on to smell. With your bed, it depends on whether when you're getting home. I usually like to dress my bed for when I'm coming home, if I'm coming home at night. If I'm only away for a few days, I'll strip the bed and leave it aired. If I'm away for 2 weeks, I'll put dressing on the bed because you don't want it to catch a lot of dust. Right. But if you do, I'd always vacuum when you get back. Obviously, the obvious things like making sure the fridge is empty, if it's winter, that you've got your boiler turned down. But I would also make sure that you're turning off your stopcock if you are in an older house or a house prone to leaks.
Okay. And what about sort of, you know, your telly and your modem and all that sort of thing? Would you plug all those out, turn them off?
I turn everything except the fridge off.
Right. Okay.
So I'd love if it was like a hotel where you could just pull a switch and everything except the fridge goes off. But I usually will go around and just make sure everything's off. You can get timers for lamps as well that can go on and off. And I would always make sure that I don't have any deliveries timed, or I ask a neighbor, there's not a stack outside the door advertising that you're not home. Usually closing your curtains is too much of a signal. I wouldn't be closing them all when you're away.
And would you ask your neighbor to leave out your bins if you're away for 2 weeks?
I mean, what I would usually do is just make sure that someone, but not everyone has that. Like I know here, like even in London, it's rare when you know your neighbour. So you're better off just making sure you can take care of as much as yourself. But if you have a neighbour that's sound, I'd be asking them to like stop by every couple of days, take out your bins, move any parcels.
Uh-huh. And back to packing, just before we let you go, don't forget to bring your tote bag. You can buy them on holidays, but still, it's handy to have those bags, isn't it? Just to go down to the beach or wherever you're going.
It's so handy. And also if you're getting on a flight and you've got too much in your bag on the way or on the way back, you can put the tote bag on and then put your coat over the tote bag. It's always like my favourite trick.
All right. Yeah, Marcus, right. the people in Aer Lingus and Ryanair are listening now. They'll be wise to that.
They'll be searching me.
Laura DeBarra, thank you so much. Mind yourself.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.